The Jews thus came amongst the modern nations, not as guests, but as conquerors. They were like a flock or herd that had been long penned up. When of a sudden the barriers were thrown down, they rushed into the field that had been opened to them. Now they were not warriors, and besides, it was not a propitious moment for the expedition of a relatively small force, but they succeeded in making the one conquest for which they were really armed, the economic conquest for which they had been preparing for years. End of quote. There have been many papal decrees condemning the Talmud and the Talmudic formation since the Talmud became known to Catholics about 1238 to 1240. Do the Jews still continue to receive this Talmudic formation? In the Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 12, we read, quote, "For the majority of Jews, it, the Talmud, is still the supreme authority in religion," end of quote. It is true that we there find also, quote, "Modern culture has gradually alienated from the study of the Talmud a number of Jews in countries of progressive civilization. Yet, it occupies a prominent place in the curricula of the rabbinical seminaries," end of quote. Now, England is surely one of the countries of progressive civilization, yet references to the Talmud Torah schools may be found in the Jewish Chronicle of London as a matter of course. The issue of that paper of September 3, 1937, contained a paragraph about a flag day for the 3,000 children attending London Talmud Torahs. Again, in the same volume of the Jewish Encyclopedia, we find that the Shulchan Aruch of Joseph Cairo owed, quote, "its authority to the fact that it was recognized as the most convenient codification of the teachings of the Talmud," end of quote. And in the Jewish Chronicle, we read that at a meeting of the Council of the Union of Orthodox Hebrew Congregations in London on January 30th, 1938, Rabbi Dr. Schoenfeld welcomed the new president into office, and Mr. Stern, in returning thanks for his election, said amid applause that his guide would always be the Shulchan Aruch. These testimonies, taken out of many, go to show that the Talmudic formation is flourishing in England. Let us now turn to the United States, of which the civilization is surely progressive. The first volume of the Jewish Library, published by the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations of America, is entitled Essentials of Judaism. Its subtitle is A Guide to Facts for Jewish Law and Life, and is written by the general editor, Rabbi Leo Jung. In it we read, quote, "What is the Jewish law?" Jewish law is composed of the oral law and the written one. The latter is contained in the Pentateuch, the Torah proper. The former was, for a long time, kept unwritten, handed down by word of mouth from generation to generation. Moses handed it down to Joshua, and Joshua to the elders, and the elders to the prophets, and the prophets to the men of the great synod, and the men of the great synod to the rabbis, until, with the dispersion of Israel, the danger arose that it might be forgotten. Rabbi Judah, the prince, 200 CE, finally collected and edited it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, then, contains the body of Jewish law. As with all other legislations, these laws were commented upon to establish their exact force. They were discussed in the Jewish academies of Palestine and Babylonia, and we possess authentic records of these discussions, which are called Gemara. About 400 CE in Palestine and about 500 CE in Babylonia, these discussions were collected, and together with the Mishnah, they were embodied in one great volume, the Talmud. The Talmud is an encyclopedia of Jewish lore and life, for in addition to the laws, it contains the maxims, parables, mottos, which were in vogue through the centuries as winged words in the Jewish academies. Each of the two countries produced its own Talmud, and we have thus the Palestinian and Babylonian Talmudim, of which the latter, more fully preserved, is authoritative for the Jews. What is the Shulchan Aruch? These Talmudim contain many thousand pages of tremendous interest and value to the student, but they are too large and too all-embracing to help the layman in finding the law in every instance. Hence, several attempts have been made to excerpt the Talmud or to rearrange it so that it might be easier even for the unlearned to handle. Maimonides, in the 13th century, rearranged the Talmud with the view of systematizing its laws. And Rabbi Joseph Caro, 17th century, finally wrote his Shulchan Aruch, which, in four volumes, comprises every aspect of Jewish law. It is our authoritative code. This code, which grew out of a text of the Talmud together with the many discussions of the rabbis of latter days, is being continually brought up to date by the Respona, Teshuvot, of the rabbinic authorities, who have to decide with every change of condition how the immutable law of Judaism is to be applied. There is thus an unbroken chain of Jewish tradition connecting the days of Moses with our own. Never in the whole course of Jewish law was any change made in the law. End of quote. That is conclusive for the United States.